We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What was the compliment you gave me last week? I wrote it down.
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm reading it.
I'm just like talking in a trance when we're hanging out half the time.
Okay, this is what you said. If this was old days and I described you in detail to the village people, they would tie me to a post and throw rocks at me because they'd think I went crazy. They'd be like, surely this woman doesn't exist. We have to kill you before you tell the other village people.
Welcome to The Holy Hour, a podcast about sex, relationships, mental health, and everything in between.
I'm Amelia Sanson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Holy Hour. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Amelia Sanson.
And I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Liz Ball So Hard.
You can also watch us on YouTube or listen ad-free on Patreon at patreon.com/theholyhour.
Check out our merch at theholyhour.com and email us your spicy stories at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
Such an interesting way to conversate with you.
I know. Yeah, this is it's going to take a second for us to get used to this.
The first time you guys had me as a guest, it was you and Liz facing me and I was like, oh, I'm being interviewed at.
Yeah.
But you and I talk every single day.
Yeah.
This is just like a different medium of us speaking.
I know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll be like exactly like ourselves.
I need some popsicles for that to take place.
That's true. You are usually with popsicle.
Love me a popsicle, man.
You do. Shout out Johnny Pops.
Shout out to Johnny Pop. This no free ads. See, I know how to podcast.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you.
No free ads.
So we have Frank here today. He's co-hosting with me while Liz is on a fun trip with Mr. Liz and his friends. So thanks for being here, cutie.
Thanks for having me.
I kind of roped him in. You were enthusiastic about it though.
Yeah.
I was
of
like, do you want to host a podcast with me next week? I hate hosting alone, y'all. If you guys have been listening to every episode, you know that my solo episodes are like 15 minutes long because I can't exist without Liz.
Me and Liz are pretty similar.
You think?
Yeah.
In what ways?
I don't know. I just wanted to say. I was hoping you'd come up with some ways.
Oh, I can figure out some.
Liz, I don't know if we're similar at all.
You think Liz is great.
Yeah, we both love you.
In different ways, but you both love me.
Different ways, totally.
Y'all both like making people laugh.
Yes, Liz is very funny.
We
both love the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
We both have an extensive knowledge of Black Eyed Peas discography.
Damn, that was true. I was just watching you guys rattle them off. Like, I thought crazy. I was a Black Eyed Peas fan back in the day. You two put me to shame.
You're not a BEP head the way we are.
BEP head?
Yeah.
Is that what they call their fans?
No, but that's what I call us.
In the BEP heads yeah. fan club that I'm the president of.
Listen, it was the first CD I bought with my own money.
Was it?
It was either that or Metamorphosis by Hilary Duff.
Cute.
Yeah, but I didn't really like, I only like two songs on Metamorphosis.
Liz has a Metamorphosis by Hilary Duff shirt. Look at that, another crossover event.
Liz, if you're listening, like, let's bust that thing out one of these days.
Hell yeah.
You know?
I hope she hasn't given it away. I doubt she has. I think she got it from the Metamorphosis tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
She
was an OG.
My first concert was in 2011, so that's a whole other.
What was it?
System of a Down.
That was your first concert?
Yeah, my aunt took me. My aunt took me and three or four of my friends. Yeah.
No fucking way. What a wild first concert
Nuts.
Experience. So I didn't know what to talk to you about today because I was just like talking to you. Usually whenever we talk about something, we don't have a topic.
Do you mean like you and just, I in yes, general?
In general. Oh, we're like, just kind of shooting the shit.
Yeah, you and I, this is like a relationship born out of shooting the shit very yeah. well.
Okay, so I wasn't...
How do you hold your tea like that? That's so chaotic. Oh my God.
I've gotten really good at holding my drinks in strange positions as to not disrupt the microphones.
That is so crazy.
You look so cute holding my merch. Thank you. You look cute doing anything. Okay. So I asked people on Instagram what we should talk about because I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got some good questions. Are you ready for them?
Let's hit it.
All right.
Thanks, people of Instagram.
A lot of people asked us how we met, but we interviewed Frank on an episode and we told that story. So I'm not going to bore you with that story again. You can just go back and listen to that episode. It's a good story.
It's a good story. It's a great story.
So that's a podcast plug on the podcast.
We ran into some of the conceivers of how we met this weekend.
We did.
We did, yeah.
I wanted to kiss the ground that they walk on. Your feet are going nuts down there, homie. Are you nervy?
No, I just like to move. I'm a fidgeter.
It's just like my dad. You know how they say you're going to end up with someone that's like your dad or your brother? Am I like your mom at all?
Not even a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Love my mom. Not even a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, not even.
I like, see some similarities with us.
You guys are both like funny and you guys are both like you guys clown a lot, which I love.
Yeah.
But like,
other than that,
you don't remind me of my mom even a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody asked, what do you actively do to grow in depth and intimacy with each other?
What do we actively do?
Yeah, to like get deeper and more intimate with each other. Not like sexually, but...
Yeah, no, of course. I don't know. Most recently, like the other weekend when you were over and we like talked and we were like, oh, like we felt it go...
Yeah.
We felt ourselves level up, but I don't know how active we are about it. We're just kind of like... There's like an open environment, I guess, for us to be able to talk about whatever.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Things that like you... Maybe in our past, we didn't think we could talk about with someone without feeling like...
Yeah, they're going to think I'm crazy.
They're going to think I'm crazy. I think we've just like created some kind of environment where like that's not the case.
Yeah.
And then whenever something were to come up, we just kind of go through it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say just like a lot of communication.
Yeah.
We just talk about shit as they come up.
Absolutely. And there's like not much to come up given that it's early, but...
Yeah. That was a good question, though. Thank you for asking that. Okay. Someone asked, what's it like dating an influencer? Does he have a tendency to get jealous?
Well, that's two-parter.
Yeah.
Dating an influencer isn't like... Amelia doesn't really feel like she falls into that bucket. I mean, she very clearly like is, given like, you know, what she does and like... how much of a part of her life it is, but you couldn't tell if you just were to hang out with Amelia one-on-one. You legitimately could not tell at all. Like, I think on our second date, she said, oh, all my friends say they have no idea. Like, it feels like there's no difference. And I was like, okay, sure. I don't know you.
Yeah.
I would say the same thing to someone on a date.
Yeah, yeah.
But then now that I know Amelia, it's truly, other than like noticing someone who's like constantly working really hard at like a bunch of different things at once, the influencer part of it is like one extra thing in that bucket
because yeah.
You also have a full-time day job.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, it's like dating someone that has a hobby. I'm not likening this to a hobby.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know what you mean.
But it's like dating someone that is like really, really good at something and gets monetized for it aside from like all the other stuff they do. And do I get jealous? No.
Nice.
You can answer that. I mean, you know better than anyone.
No, not at all. You're like the most supportive person.
Yeah. It's fucking cool.
I could have ever have asked for, truly. Like, I was always concerned with like, I mean, I'm not like Ariana fucking Grande, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I was still always concerned that there was going to be like a power imbalance. Not a power imbalance. Do you know what I mean though? Like a...
Yeah.
I don't know, like somebody that I was dating was going to feel like intimidated by it in some way.
I think it's cool.
Because a lot of dudes that I dated in the past were like, oh yeah, I'm down for that. And then they like didn't like it at the end of the day.
No, I think it's great. I mean, there definitely is the like, you, it's interesting because you know that there is like thousands of men after someone that you're dating and you love. But then there's also the like, security in the relationship where I'm like just truly not even a little like worried about it.
Good.
I'm like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's because I'm obsessed with him.
Please.
I truly am.
Please.
I'm gonna wear his skin as a suit. Ooh, this is a good question. What was his first impression and opinion about you and the podcast?
Yeah, the first time I saw Amelia, I was really stressed out because Amelia was like looking very, very hot at this bar. And I think I talked about it on the one episode I was on that, like, I was running on pretty much 0% battery, like as a human being, like not on my phone. And so I saw Amelia and I'd been like, you know, anticipating this date for the week, and I like muttered under my breath like, what the fuck, because I was so exhausted and Amelia was so good looking and smiley and just like a bundle of energy, and I'm like, I need to match this energy. So the first impression was very like, oh wow, you know.
yeah
stressed out in like in a very good way of like, oh, you know, this doesn't happen often. You fall backwards into a blind date with someone so, you know, beautiful and funny. And then of the podcast, I thought it was hilarious. It was really fun. I mean, so like it was brought up to me before, mm-hmm. like just they're like, oh, by the way, this she hosts a podcast, and they sent me a clip from your Hinge profile. And I'm like, this is like hilarious. And I think also like it was funny before we were like, you know, like dating. It was funny like during the dating period. And it was it's funny now that we're in a relationship. Probably because things moved rather fast and there was no like other people involved, so there was no one to get stressed out about.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I could totally see that being like a problem, or not a problem, but like a thing that someone gets stressed out about.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, you and I just kind of latched onto each other real fast.
Yeah, we did.
So
we're also kind of morphing into each other.
Yeah, your hair got real curly all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. You got a thick mustache.
Yeah. Oh, you noticed it coming in?
Yeah, I love it.
Thanks, babe.
Well, just another note on that, like regarding like the sex podcast that my lovely girlfriend hosts, even like when you talk about like past endeavors and whatnot, like I am like literally walking around the neighborhood listening and like cracking up because it's so funny. Like it's also the past, you know. I don't like I know why people would get stressed out about the past or whatnot, but like, I think we've got something good. So, yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah. No, that's been the other thing is like talking about past relationships when I'm like dating someone and it being like someone being like, oh, it's totally fine. Like, I get it. And then I actually do talk about past relationships and they're like, I'm actually going to stop listening, which is fine. And we've said in the past, like, we totally respect people that we're dating not wanting to listen. But I think you and I talk so openly about past shit too.
All the time. Absolutely. And then also like a side note, like I love listening to you and Liz just riff. You guys are both like, you guys bring like very different elements to this really good thing. So it's just a fun podcast to listen to as well. So a lot of good things, a lot of good elements.
Thanks, cutie.
The periodic table of the holy hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the top element of the holy hour?
Purple for the logo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Love that. There are two questions that are the same question.
Oh.
So I'm going to ask it.
So it's one question.
Your dating app. Yeah, but they're from two different people. But they ask them at the same time, which is interesting. Your dating app experiences.
I hate it. I don't know. That's not a good answer. So my dating app experiences, I don't know. Just kind of this like didn't really work out ever. Mm-hmm. You know, I started using like apps when I moved to Seattle. And yeah, nothing serious came of it. Nothing even really closely serious. I'm not a big fan, but it's also like a really necessary way to like try and meet people.
It's like impossible without.
It's absolutely impossible, you know. So like the fantasy of like, you know, reaching for the same apple at the produce section of the grocery store, you know, that died a long time ago for me. But, you know, Amelia and I, we were like dating app meeting adjacent.
Yeah.
We didn't meet particularly on the apps, but the apps are the reason that we're together. So
yeah.
Hinge, if you want to throw a sponsorship this way.
See, Hinge works with every single dating app creator on TikTok except for me. Like, they don't want to work with me. I get it, but like...
Yeah. Absolutely. And then maybe Hinge can also like, you know, like have a better policy on all the incels they let on their
Dude,
app as
what
well.
The fuck? For you know? Real.
Maybe,
yes.
Maybe have a filter.
Yeah. This is a person. This is like your personal opinion on this, but I think it would be interesting to talk about. So like there are small gestures that men like, you know, stereotypically do for women, like buy them flowers.
Uh-huh.
What small gestures do men like that? You know, I can't like show up with a bouquet of flowers. I mean, I can, but that's not like something that women do for men.
Yeah, absolutely. I cannot speak for all men, because I've never spoken about this to any of my guy friends. I could speak what I like a little note.
Oh,
makes me really like, you know, misty in the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, like very, for me, it's like any like small thoughtful thing, you know, anything. And I think you know that about me too. Like any grand, like I'm not much of a grand gesture.
Yeah.
Person. Except for the mariachi band you promised you'd get for my birthday next year.
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did. I have it on paper.
I mean, I think you. All right. You know, it's something you experienced, and I'm going to support you in that experience.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, that's
little
a good answer.
Little thoughtful things for me. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Things y'all have learned about each other that was genuinely surprising.
I have one for you.
I have one for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
What surprised me about Amelia, and I've like come to learn this like recently, is
so scared.
Amelia knows the lyrics to every single song. I'm not even joking. Like I was it yesterday that I was like singing like a melody to a song, and you're like, no, it's not even what happened. A song came on in our like Spotify blend, and you're like, is this one of yours? Because you were making it seem like you hadn't heard it before, and then you sang the entire song like by heart.
It's a Father John Misty song.
Yeah. And Amelia does that for literally any song. Like she just knows all the songs, specifically any Big Sean song, which is a whole different.
I fucking love Big Sean.
I'd say that's been the biggest surprise.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, because you're very like, I get you kind of get what you see with you, but you being a human jukebox has been a really fun surprise.
Mine is more of like an overarching thing. It's not even like a specific thing that I've noticed.
Oh no, this is gonna be some like really sweet thing you say. Damn.
Something that I was genuinely surprised about early on in our relationship was how good of a listener you are, because when I first met you, you were so tired, and I could tell then that like you cared about the conversation, but it was also like a double date situation. But like right, like on our second date, we just got tea, mm-hmm. and like your eye contact and like genuine responses to things that I was saying, like that was the first thing that really shocked me about you. I was like, oh shit, like this guy like listens when I talk.
Not to take away from how sweet of a like, you know, thing to notice that is, but like you know, like you should have seen yourself. Like I'm not gonna fuck this up. I was hanging on every single word.
You're so cute. Yeah. I remembered like everything that you had told me from the first date, and
yeah,
you were like
crazy.
I don't even know how, because like I was like, I don't really remember a lot of that date. Like
no, it's yeah, it's
a blur.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, but I remembered a lot of shit that you told me. Yeah, there was just like random shit, and you were like, what the fuck?
It was beautiful.
And so maybe that also surprised me about myself in terms of you, was like how much I cared to listen to you talk.
That's incredibly sweet. I just called you a human jukebox, and you're talking about like listening, and that's very sweet of you.
Yours is a better answer though, because it's more of like a recent thing. But it's, I don't know. Yeah. I think just like things surprise me about you all the time, but it's very like tiny, tiny things. So it's hard to think of some off the top of the dome.
We should date.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, You want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
That was the end of the questions from Instagram, but I have three questions I want to ask you that I think would be interesting conversation starters. Are you ready?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
Are you scared?
Yes, I'm always operating out of a place of
fear.
But like, there's a baseline,
right? Would you rather have a clone of yourself or a clone of me?
So let's a clone of myself.
Why?
Because you're a one of one.
Cute.
You are. And one of you is a perfect amount.
He's saying it's too much.
I'm not saying it's too much. I'm saying if there was another one, there might be like issues there, right? Where it's like, which one of me do you love the most?
Damn. Oh, fuck.
And like yourself, like I don't even like you are like the only of you that could ever exist. A clone of me would be so funny for me. Like seeing someone that looks like me would be so funny. I'd be like, yo.
Yeah.
Do you want to hang out?
I wonder if you would. I always wonder if I met myself, how I would feel, if I would like myself. I think I would.
Yeah, you're, yes, you're very likable.
So are you. I think you would be friends with your clone.
Yeah, potentially. We'll see. We'll figure out the technology at one of the, mayhaps.
Mayhaps. Oh my God. Next question. If you were a woman for a day, what would you do?
For a day. I'd give birth. Yeah, I'd need to, because then I could be like, it sounds kind of fucked up, but you know, I just be like, I have this thing under my belt, you know, I know what it's like to give birth.
Yeah.
I did it that one time, even though I am a man again, no one can tell me that I don't know what the miracle of giving birth is like.
Yeah.
That'd probably take a day, right? Give or take.
Yeah. I mean, if you came into a body that was already pregnant.
Yeah. Well, let's suppose I didn't.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I don't know.
See, I've asked guys this in the past, and their answer has been like, oh, I would like see what sex feels like. And those guys, some of them are dudes that I slept with, and they'd be like, because it seems like it's like a lot of fun for you. And I'm like, oh, honey, I'm just a really good actor.
She has an IMDb.
That, so there's that, and then there's, I would play with my boobs. That's their answer for if they were a woman for a day.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's like,
they're like not that, they're not fun. Like
that's like, yeah, okay. I mean,
they're fine.
What, boobs?
Yeah.
Boobs are more fun to like play with, like some like
someone else's.
Yours. Yeah. Like as not you.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
That's fun for me.
Yeah.
Know?
Totally.
But like, I don't know, if I was a woman, I don't know. Like, yeah, like I'm sure people would say, oh, it's not fun to give birth, but I don't know. I just want to like know.
Yeah. It's interesting. I've talked to like a lot of my guy friends have said like the thing that they are jealous of women for is like that they get to experience that.
I'm not jealous even a little bit. That's, it seems so stressful and so hard. Mm-hmm. But then also I could finally settle the debate that getting hit in the nuts does hurt more than giving birth. I'm just kidding.
He's joking.
I'm
oh
joking.
Oh my God. Okay. This is the last question and you're going to be, oh, Jesus. We don't have a camera rolling. That would have been, I really wish I got that.
Yeah.
So people can know what I deal with all the time. Who is your celebrity hall pass?
What does that mean?
Like if you could, if I was like, go ahead and fuck any celebrity, I won't be mad.
Oh man, I got to think about this. Can it be one answer? Like, first of all,
what do you mean? Can it be one answer?
Because this is like a multifaceted. First of all, I never would. And this is not just like a cheat answer. Like a win the points. I truly never would. But for the sake of the question, Cher?
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, yes. Cher or Emma Stone?
Okay.
Yeah.
Emma Stone's a good answer. Cher is, you know, I'm not going to question your decisions. Do you believe in love? Beautiful.
I love Cher, man. She's Armenian. You know, they're neighbors with us.
Fuck.
Without giving away too much.
Keeping,
I don't know. I just, Cher's hot. Cher's still hot.
She is, but I just didn't expect you to say that. Yeah. Emma Stone makes sense.
Emma Stone, yeah. Cher, yeah, that's about it.
Nice. Good answers, babe.
Yeah. Well, how about you?
My celebrity hall passes?
Yeah.
Kenny Beats.
What?
and LeBron James.
You'd fuck LeBron?
Yeah, I'd fuck LeBron James.
What?
Yeah. I mean,
I've just never
you?
Heard that take before.
Really? Oh, I thought I've said that to you before.
No, I thought you said he's really funny.
Yeah, that's why I like him.
Okay.
Well, I like that funny
makes,
dudes.
I mean, that makes sense with, you know, given where we're at.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing with a schmuck like me.
You are truly the funniest person I know.
No, it's not. She's just saying that.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
All right.
I'm going to cry.
Don't.
Because I love you so much.
I love you.
This is just going to be like a big mush fest.
We don't have Liz here to be like, okay, that's enough.
Okay, stop.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
Moving on.
I thought that I would read you two relationship specific am I the assholes.
Hit it.
And get your take on them. I'm 29 female. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend is 30 male. I have two kids that are not his biologically and we have been together for 4 years. Last week, his buddy invited him and I to go on a 4-day couples retreat with him, his wife, and his other friend and his girlfriend. Apparently, there is couples massages, romantic dinners, etc. We were due to leave today. My boyfriend mentioned it to me, so I started looking around for babysitters. Unfortunately, I was not able to find a sitter. Their dad hardly ever takes them, and their grandmother is just as much of a deadbeat and only sees the kids to post photos on Facebook and act like grandmother of the year. Normally, when we make plans, he will reach out to his mom or sister-in-law because they are the only people in our area. He didn't do that, so I called them yesterday to see if they could, but obviously they couldn't. I figured since I could not go, he would not go to the couples retreat. I wake up this morning at 5 a.m. to him packing. I asked him what he was doing, and he said, packing? I need to leave here by 7 a.m. to meet up with George. So I asked him why he still intended to go to a couples retreat when his partner couldn't even go. And I asked him if he had even wanted me to go since he didn't bother helping me look for a sitter originally anyways. And he said, if you wanted to go, you would have found a babysitter. I don't have time for this. This really bothered me a great deal. He kissed my forehead and left. 15 minutes ago, I got a text from him, which included pictures of his suite that had flower petals, champagne, even a heart-shaped bed. I texted back and said, have a good time. He took this as an attack and said, don't be clipped with me. It's not my fault you didn't find a sitter. So I responded with, I wasn't being clipped, and it would have been nice if you could have helped find a sitter. I know they aren't your kids, but if you wanted me to go with you, you should have put an effort. He responded with, you're being an asshole right now, and quite frankly, you're being overdramatic as well. Am I the asshole for getting upset with the fact that he went without me?
Nah, he sucks.
Yeah.
It took me, I was like approaching that from the beginning from like a neutral perspective.
Yeah.
And then as soon, I was just waiting. I'm like, you know, you know, let's give people the benefit of the doubt. Up until you said like couples retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that was a detail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They're married? I think they're married. Let's assume
they're boyfriend and girlfend,
for 4 years.
4 years.
Dude.
Yeah, why are you going on a couples retreat?
First of all, that's just weirdo behavior to go on a couples retreat, like, without the person that, like, that's step one.
Yeah.
You're very goofy doing that. You're going on a couples retreat without the person that is the couple means two, where I'm from.
Yeah.
So
where I'm from.
Yeah, so you're going on a couples retreat as a single, which is weirdo behavior. Two, that's just, I don't know, I'm not dating someone that has kids, mm-hmm. so I can't, like, necessarily like relate, but like my father dated someone and I was the kid in the situation, and like it's not that we're close, but like she considered me.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. Especially 4 years in, you're like,
right,
this is a part of the life of someone that you're with, like you gotta, like, you know, make some considerations, you know, at least
totally
try.
Yeah.
And then to just leave after not talking about it, it's just, it's, I mean, this is a pretty, like, clear asshole. No, the poster's not the asshole.
Yeah.
The husband is easily the asshole here.
Yeah, doesn't he sound like he fucking blows?
Boyfriend. Yeah, he sounds like he sucks. To take a picture of all the, like, rose petal beds.
Yeah.
You know?
And then to be like, don't be clipped with me.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but clipped? Like, short, I guess.
Whatever, that's a dumb word for that.
Yeah. I don't know what I would, like, that, there's no way that this is, like, isolated behavior.
No, dude, it can't be a surprise either that he's like this. Like, that's such a, like, that has to be a part of a pattern of being an ass.
Yeah. I mean, that's also just embarrassing to show up to a couple's retreat alone.
Be like, yeah, she couldn't find a sitter for her kid, so I just came by myself. It's like, dude, you might just need a vacation, but this is such a crazy way to execute that.
Totally. I completely agree. Yeah.
What a dick.
People agreed that she was not the asshole.
Oh, I would love to see the comments of people saying she is.
Right. I don't think there was anyone that was saying that she is.
This is a pretty cut and dry one, folks.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, this is a little bit less cut and dry.
Okay.
This is not relationship related, but I picked it.
I love this.
Because both you and I are dog people. Okay, so the title of this is, Am I the Asshole for Not Saying Anything About a Couple's Baby While Petting Their Dog? Yesterday, when I, 24 female, went for a morning jog in the park, I saw a couple walking one of the most adorable puppies I've ever seen in my life. The puppy locked eyes with me, and that was it, wagging her tail, tongue out, smiling, trying to pull the husband in my direction. I paused my jog and ran over to ask if I could say hello, and they said, of course, the puppy wouldn't have allowed me not to. I love dogs, so I was in heaven. I spent several minutes on the ground with her, getting all kinds of love and affection and asking her owners her name, how old, etc. She also happened to be the same breed as the dog I grew up with, who passed away a few weeks ago, a golden retriever who was my best friend, so this was especially comforting for me. Side note, golden retriever puppies are the fucking cutest.
They're beautiful. They're so floppy. They look like dessert.
Yeah.
You know, they look like little fluffy pancake dogs.
Yeah, they're big paws. A few minutes into talking, to clarify, about 2 minutes, and I was probably with them for about four total. Two with the dog, two with the wife being mad at me and the husband getting her to leave. I noticed the wife starting to look irritated. At first, I figured I might have overstayed my welcome, so I decided to back off. I got up and said something like, I'll let you get back to your walk now, but thank you so much. That was the highlight of my day. As the husband was saying goodbye to me, the wife interrupts him and goes, really? I was pretty confused, so I asked her if something was wrong. See, the couple also had a baby with them, a little girl sleeping in a stroller. I'm bad with ages, but if I had to guess, she was probably around a month-ish old. The wife said I was beyond rude for spending all this time cooing over the damn dog, but not saying anything about her newborn. I have absolutely nothing against babies or children in the slightest, including this woman's daughter. I see them as other human beings just like me, but I won't lie. Babies and kids have never elicited the same instant warm feelings that dogs and all animals do for me. This is to say, I've never really been the type to coo at babies. I don't hate or dislike them at all. I just regard them in the same way I regard all strangers, regardless of age. Anyway, before I could get a word in, the husband began ushering her away and told me to have a good day, though I could still hear her muttering things about me under her breath as they left. I didn't mean to be rude, but I'm wondering now if I actually was. Am I the asshole?
Absolutely not. You know, because whatever, it's like babies aren't fun the way dogs are.
Yeah, I agree. She's not the asshole. I wonder if there's some postpartum depression going on here.
You know.
Regardless of the reason, and this could just not be postpartum depression too. This could just be how she is, because the husband, you know, reacted pretty automatically. Like, all right, honey. She might have just had like that kind of abrasive personality. But like, I mean, you have this brand new puppy and a brand new baby at the same time. Like, maybe she's having people come meet the baby and everyone's just paying attention to the puppy.
If people start coming up to me to see my baby when I have it, I'm going to be like, get away from me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Get away from my child.
Yeah. Take your fucking grubby hands
away
from me. Get
those grubby mitts off of here.
Fucking take your grabbers away. Pet my dog instead.
Get those clampers out of here.
Get
those scorching hot pinchers away from my from my child. If you told me this couple's mad at me for wasting their time for 2 minutes sitting on the floor with their dog, valid.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people do that shit to me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Your Polly is a... a magnetic dog.
Yeah, she's just rubbing her ass all in the shit on the sidewalk, bathing in pee while people are like, oh, look at the cute baby. You can take this out. I'm just like, it sounds like a therapy session now.
Well, everything that you've told me that I can take out, I'm probably going to end up leaving in. Well, that's all I had for today.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
For co-hosting with me. I think this is going to be another short episode, but at least it's not 15 minutes long like all my solo episodes. But I appreciate you giving me your time.
Tag me in whenever you need me.
I'm gonna make you sing our song with me.
Okay, again.
Yeah, I mean, we have to. It's the exit song.
I feel weird calling these people my children. They don't even know me, you know.
I'll let you harmonize with me, because you actually know how to harmonize. This is gonna be a challenge, because I'm gonna sing off key.
Go sing it.
We love you, our children.
All right.
That was beautiful.
And the third and the fifth, whatever.
Whoa. Oh my God, band kid, baby. Okay, bye.